Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. In a significant move, the leaders' declaration at the ongoing BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir of April 22, which killed 26 people. The BRICS leaders reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing, and safe havens. It is urged to ensure zero tolerance for terrorism and reject double standards in countering terrorism. The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the session on peace and security. He said there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He added condemnation of terrorism must be a principle, not a mere convenience. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipi Ryo is currently on an official visit to Japan. On his arrival yesterday, Mr. Ryo and his delegation were warmly received by the Ambassador of India to Japan, C.B. George. Mr. Ryo is accompanied by advisor to the Chief Minister, Abu Mehta, and advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hikani Jakhalu. The visit aims to strengthen bilateral ties and explore opportunities for collaboration in various sectors. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the vital role of cooperative societies in driving the country's economic development. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating various development works of Amul and the National Dairy Development Board at Anand in Gujarat on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Corporation yesterday.
से लेकर बैंकिंग तक, चीनी मिलों से लेकर मार्केटिंग तक और कैश क्रेडिट से लेकर डिजिटल पेमेंट तक आज सहकारी समितियां सक्षमता के साथ देश के आर्थिक विकास में योगदान दे रही
हैं। The Union Minister also urged cooperative sector leaders to make transparency, technology and the interest of its members high up in their work culture to achieve success. At least three people have reportedly died of electrocution in Dimapur as relentless rains continue to cause widespread flooding across Nagaland. Two men were electrocuted in Kuda village yesterday morning, while a woman in police colony died while trying to disconnect a flooded inverter. With heavy downpours over the weekend, residents in low-lying areas have been forced to evacuate. In Dimapur, Vilhume Colony, Kuda Village, United Colony, LRC Colony, Netaji Colony, Burma Camp, Aw Imti Village, Padam Pukhri, Purana Bazar, Zilyangrong Colony and Sachu Colony were among the most affected. State Disaster Response Force personnel equipped with boats have been working to rescue stranded residents and move them to safer locations. Sections of National Highway 29 witnessed mudslides and slush-induced blockages causing traffic disruptions. Meanwhile, all commercial flights operating at the state's Lone Dimapur Airport were cancelled on Sunday due to adverse weather conditions. Kivile Kozumbo secured his 8th state title on Saturday, winning the 21st Nagaland State Chess Championship 2025 in Kohima. Mr. Zumbo won a cash prize of 30,000 rupees, a trophy and citations. Hailangumbe Hai Kube came second and received a cash award of 20,000 rupees. Saluto Nekha and Mughaho Aomi finished 3rd and 4th respectively. Declaring the results, Chief Arbiter Vekukho Sohov announced that the top 4 players would represent Nagaland at the 62nd National Chess Championship.
We will be representing our state in the 62nd National Chess Championship, which is going to take place at Guntur District, Andhra Pradesh, from 21st September to 21st October.
In the age group categories, Jiti Honieka from Touch of Hope School claimed the under 14 title, while Otsi Thunye and Monkar Ozukum, both from Northfield School, won the under 10 and under 7 categories. Choli Thunye was named best female player. And nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2025 are currently ongoing. The prestigious national level award is conferred every year by the President of India to recognize the exceptional achievements of children across the country in bravery, social service, environment, sports, art and culture, and science and technology. Applicants can apply through the National Awards portal at awards.gov.in. Any child who is an Indian citizen residing in India aged 5 years and not exceeding 18 years as of 31st July 2025 is eligible for these awards. The last date for submission of nominations is 31st July. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.